We're going to start out with some questions, and our first one is to Robbie Zalsnik. And Robbie, can you explain to everyone how the Broadmoor is selected for this championship?
Sure. Thanks, Brian. Obviously, you heard from Mr. Elway, Broadmoor is a special place, and they invited us to conduct a championship there. And anytime we get an invitation from a place like the Broadmoor, it's a natural. This will be our eighth USGA championship we've had at the Broadmoor. Started with the 1959 U.S. Amateur, won by Jack Nicklaus, as he was talking about in the video. And we're excited to be coming back. It's a marvelous golf course, the East Golf Course. Kenny had a chance to see it, and I'm sure you'll hear a little bit about it. But we're really excited to be coming back and appreciate the help of everyone all the way through the state of Colorado.
And you're going to set up the course for the championship. Is it really true that the USGA is trying to get all 14 clubs dirty when we set a course up?
Absolutely the truth. You know, we view that the Senior Open Championship is the ultimate test in senior golf. And we want to make sure we test every facet of every player's game. We say it a lot, not only their physical ability, but their mental stability on the golf course as well. And I think, you know, Kenny would attest to what he saw the last 2 days. The Broadmoor East course will certainly do that.
You did tour the course, and now you've played all 18 holes. What are your first impressions of the course, and how do you think it will fare for the world's best senior players?
For one thing, it's beautiful. The setting, from the hotel to the facilities, the clubhouse, the range, it's a total package. And Russ kind of showed me around for 18 holes, and I kind of got to see the nuances of the golf course. And you know, I got to thank these guys for picking that golf course. It's definitely for a guy who hits a high draw, and that's exactly what I hit, and it kind of fits right into my wheelhouse. I know when they played in 2008, I think only three players broke par, and I can understand why. With 3.5-inch rough, that bluegrass rough is very difficult to hit out of. And you know, when you look at 30-yard fairways or however they tend to set it up, and it's what Ben said is true. For 30-something years, the USGA has always tested my mind and my body in their championship. It's by far the toughest championship, and I always thought it was the hardest one to try to win. So when I look at this golf course, it just fits into what they do and how they set up a facility and how they get the golf course ready. And it tests the player in every facet of his game. And I think what's going to be neat here is I think the wives and I think the children, you know, the kids, I think it's going to be great for the families and, you know, for the Champions Tour, for the Senior Tour players, it's really going to be a nice fit for us to come here and enjoy it. I've really had a great 2 days. I got to go yesterday to the Olympic training facility. That was fantastic. I got to meet some of our Olympic athletes, and now I'm here at the Broncos training facility. This is going to be a neat for me to get to kind of see inside ropes here a little bit what they have to go through. And so I'm thankful to these guys for their hard work and for their integrity, for how they continue to grow the game of golf, and how they continue to keep the playing field, you know, of golf at such a high level. And I think it's going to be a great championship. You're going to have a good, it's going to be tough, and you're going to see a lot of guys struggling out there. It's not going to be a birdie fest, and it will be the guy who can kind of maintain his poise and his posture and his confidence, and you know, be happy to be settled with a par. And I think, you know, even par goes a long way out there. But if you can get it under par, you got a great shot at winning this championship.
And folks, we just want to talk about also that the U.S. Senior Open is going to receive at least 20 plus hours of live network coverage on Fox Sports 1. Fox Sports 1 is going to air all four rounds of the championship, June 28th through July 1st. New in 2018, though, Rolex will be the exclusive presenting partner of coverage for 8 USGA championships, including the U.S. Senior Open. Rolex's commitment will allow us an uninterrupted broadcast of these championships, providing fans hours of continuous live action. That's my infomercial. Now we come to Brianne. And what type of events are going to be planned for the Broadmoor? It's the Broadmoor Centennial, the week of the championship.
Sure. Thanks, Brian. So we have a really exciting week planned out for everyone. Monday is our military day. There's a really big military population here in Colorado, especially in the Springs, as you know. All military and their families are admitted free on that day. with to just come in and enjoy themselves. And they have 50% off of our daily gallery ticket any other day of the week as well. We'll have a clinic on Tuesday afternoon with Hale Irwin, a clinic on Wednesday afternoon with Tom Watson, and then we'll celebrate the Broadmoor's 100th birthday on Friday the 29th with a fireworks show that everyone is invited to stay at and join us with after play concludes.
Thanks. Kenny, coming back to you now, you've won two U.S. Senior Opens, and you're part of this select group of six that have won multiple Senior Opens, names like Nicklaus, Colorado's Hale Irwin, Gary Player. How does that make you feel, and where does that rank in your career?
Well, it's one of my highest honors by far. I was not able to get it done on the regular tour. I lost the Masters and the PGA Championship in playoffs, so I never had a major title attached to my name. And it just seems like the barometer for a player is his major championships. You look at the Hall of Fame category, that's where they go. They look at what you win of your major championships. And to finally break through and to have a USGA, to have two USGA titles attached to my name, and then to just kind of grab on to the coattails of a Jack Nicklaus or a Player or Palmer or anybody, just to kind of be on the same trophy with them, is one of my highest honors by far.
And let's go back to last year at Salem Country Club when you won your
second. You came from behind to beat Kirk Triplett. You had a bogey three round. I think it was 12 consecutive pars at one time. What do you think were the key shots maybe that propelled you to victory?
I can honestly say it was the first hole. Normally it's kind of as you come down the stretch, you know, you one of the finishing holes. But the first hole, you're really nervous. You're kind of on edge. You just want to kind of get the round going, and you just want to get off to a good start. And I hit a beautiful four iron down the middle. And I hit a pitching wedge probably to about 10 feet, and I made about a 10 footer with about. It probably had, you know, 10, 12 inches of break on it, you know, a foot and a half or whatever. And I poured it right in the middle, and immediately it relaxed me and it settled me down. The second hole is probably the hardest hole in the course. It's the longest. I hit a great drive, and I think I hit a four iron into the middle of the green, was able to two-putt and get out of there with a par. And I knew it kind of set the stage for me for the rest of the day. It settled me down. I knew my mind was in the game. I knew my body was in the game, and I knew my golf swing was there. I knew I had good tempo, good rhythm. And let the games begin. The battle was on, and it was kind of a match play event between me and Kurt, and we were going back and forth. And I was able to make a few birdies quicker than he did, and I got ahead of him. And I became the leader, and he became the chaser, so I was trying to hold him off. And another turn came at the 15th hole. It was a par three where I hit a pitiful four iron, short left of the green, short-sided myself, and I had to pitch out sideways away from the hole to about 30, 35 feet, and was able to knock that putt in. And I'll never forget Kurt Triplett's expression, because he looked me straight in the eye with, you know, he kind of deer in the headlights look, like, I just can't believe he made that putt on me. And I knew I pretty much had a great shot at winning the championship, and was able to par the last three holes and hold him off and collect my second championship. It was very exciting.
And to the media, feel free to raise your hand. We'll include you at any time with questions that you may have. Go ahead.
Let's talk football. What are you you're a fan of? Which team in the NFL?
Well, growing up in Kentucky, you know, we don't really have NFL. But my daughter was a cheerleader for the Titans for 3 years. And, you know, Nashville's like 35 miles from my house. So I pulled a lot for the Titans. And for whatever reason, when I was a little boy, I always loved Minnesota Vikings. You know, I was always a Fran Tarkenton fan, Chuck Foreman, and Purple People Eaters. But, you know, I was a little dude at the time. And for whatever reason, that's always stood with me. So when Brett Favre was a quarterback there, he sent me one of his signed jerseys, which I thought I hanging up at my house was pretty neat. So those are kind of the two football teams I've always kind of rooted for. Love to. I think he's going to need them. You know, I've never played with John. I've seen him swing the golf club. He's okay. But the Broadmoor golf course, he's going to have his hands full of that golf course. It's going to test, you know, you heard he said he's been doing it mentally because he's been in the draft room, you know, getting ready for the season. So he hadn't been practicing and preparing. It's just like anything you do. If you don't practice and prepare, it's hard to be successful. But I'm going to be rooting for him. I hope he makes it.
Is he a better
golfer? He's probably a better golfer. I'm not very fast, and I could throw it. I could actually throw the football a long ways. I did play a little quarterback, but I had right shoulder surgery. I can't throw nothing right now.
Before we take another question, Robbie, can you talk about the role that John Elway's played with his
honorary chairman?
It's been awesome. I had a good relationship with John Elway dating back to our U.S. amateur at Cherry Hills in 2012. He came out and spoke to 312 amateurs and really got them pumped up and, you know, helped them understand what it means to play in a USGA championship. And he talked a lot about, you know, football, but also his golf game and his love of golf, and he's passionate. And when we knew the Senior Open was coming here, we approached him, and he jumped at the chance to serve as honorary chairman. He's been a great spokesman for the USGA and the Broadmoor and the Senior Open. It's been fun to have him on board. And, you know, again, like, we're all going to be pulling for him on May 28th, and, you know, hopefully lightning strikes and, you know, we get him in the field. That'd really be something special.
You have more questions? Yep, sir.
It'll play a huge role. I had a shot today. There was a bunker that was 320 yards that you kind of aim at on the 10th hole, and I hit a 5-wood that went 312 yards, laid up to the bunker, and then I had 200 yards in, and I hit an 8-iron on the green. So normally I hit an 8-iron 160 yards. So you think there's 40 yards right there I picked up just from the 6,000 feet of altitude. Russ gave me a tip. He said if you're hitting toward the mountain, toward the shrine, it's about 10%. If you're hitting down away from the mountain, away from the shrine, it's 10% if you hit away. It's 2% if you hit toward it. And if you're parallel with the mountain, it's about 5 or 6%. You kind of figure, you know, yardage. So it's a guessing game, no doubt. And obviously the higher you can hit it, the further you can hit the golf ball. So it's really going to test our patience out there, because it's really easy to overshoot a lot of those flags. You know, you think you've hit a good golf shot, and next thing you know, it's over the green. And those Donald Ross greens are, if you're over, you're dead. And if you're the rule of thumb is you want to keep the flag stick between you and the mountain, because you'll always be putting uphill to the slowest part. If you're other way, they say it's almost impossible once they get the greens up to 12, 11 and a half on the stint meter. There's going to be a lot of guys struggling to two putt. So it'll be interesting.
Next question about setup. How do you go about determining hole locations, teeing grounds? What are the factors involved in setting up?
For the Senior Open Championship, or all of our championships, it takes years. It's not months leading in the preparation that goes into setting up for a national championship. And really what we try to do is look at each individual hole and try and pull out of it what the architect's original intentions were, what it was trying to challenge the player that was playing that hole to do. And then if we do that properly, when you put them all together, it's gonna test every aspect of a player's game. But different parts of the world, you have to adjust. Obviously, there's a factor in the championship at the Broadmoor that I can't control, and that's the weather, the dry air, the altitude. There are so many additional things besides what the players are going to see on the ground that are going to impact how they play, which is what really makes the Broadmoor intriguing. I could just put the tee markers in the ground and pick any hole location, and it's going to be tough regardless because of those other things. And we were fortunate a couple weeks ago to be at a Champions Tour event in Mississippi, and we were chatting with a lot of the players down there, and none of them had been to the Broadmoor. They didn't participate in 2008, so a lot of them are going to see the venue for the very first time. And I don't know if Kenny's going to share any secrets with them or not leading into the championship, but there's a lot more to think about than just how high the rough is and where the hole location is. Mother Nature has a big hand in it.
Can you talk about how folks can get tickets and some of the special offers that you're going to be presenting, especially to the military?
So with the championship, one of the great initiatives the USGA has is that all kids 17 and under are admitted free with a ticketed adult every day. So we have a lot of great ticket opportunities on our website, 2018ussenioropen.com. We have weekly is available. We have dailies. We have a lot of great ways for people to come out and enjoy the championship and enjoy players like Kenny. So we'd love it if everyone came out and visited us.
And I'll remind the media that all the folks up here will be available for one-on-ones after we're done. And we're also going out to the practice field to hit a few golf balls. So now I'd like to call forward three members of the Denver Broncos team. We have place kicker Brandon McManus, tight end Jeff Hireman, and safety Darian Stewart. They're going to make a special presentation.
My favorite team is now Denver.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Congratulations on all your success.
Thank you. Yeah.